Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe, Sport and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free lift gate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Blackhawks will be back in action tonight as they host Toronto. The Hawks are pacing the league with a 21-7-2 record at the United Center this season. Andrew Shaw left today's morning skate to get a cut above his eye patched up and never returned. No word yet on his condition or if he'll play tonight. One guy who won't be playing tonight, though, is Marian Hossa. He could be out as much as 2 weeks with a lower body injury. He suffered that Saturday night against Anaheim. Scott Darling gets a start in goal tonight. Puck drops at 7:30. The Buffalo Sabres, meanwhile, have suspended forward Evander Kane for sleeping in and missing practice this morning after he attended the NBA All-Star game this weekend. Bulls are back in action on Thursday when they take on the Cavaliers in Cleveland. They'll turn right around then and host Toronto on Friday. In college basketball, the AP men's basketball poll is out. Villanova comes in at number 1, Kansas at 2, Iowa at number 4, Maryland checks in at number 6, Michigan State at 8. Other teams of note, Purdue comes in at number 17, Notre Dame at 19, Indiana is ranked number 22. And Rutgers freshman Corey Sanders, who leads the Scarlet Knights in scoring, has been suspended 2 weeks for violating team rules. Finally, the University of Illinois Search Committee has recommended both Josh Whitman from Division III Washington University and Patrick Chung of Florida Atlantic as their choices to be the new athletic director at the University of Illinois. They submitted those recommendations to Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson, according to the Tribune's Shannon Ryan. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And hockey nights are back. Join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Andrew Desjardins at Mariano's New City in Lincoln Park next Tuesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the 2016 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousine. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
At 3:02 on the Boards and Bernstein Show with Steve Rosenblum sitting in. Let's talk Bears because there's some Bears stuff going on, so we can find somebody who knows more about that than we do to make sure that you are as well informed as possible. Dan Wiederer covers the Bears, part of the big Bears coverage team at the Chicago Tribune. He is on Twitter at Dan Wiederer. He is now on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. Hi, Dan.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
We are good, and the Bears have a bunch of new assistant coaches, and we'll look at some of those names and some of those moves. But first and foremost, the looming decision on Alshon Jeffrey with an opportunity to either avoid having to use the franchise tag with some 11th-hour negotiation or actually using it perhaps temporarily. How do you think this plays out in the next 24 hours or so?
Well, to be clear, they have until March 1st to use the franchise tag if they want to use it, and they have until March 9th before Alshon Jeffrey's contract officially expires. What I would expect is the Bears to, at some point, put the tag on Alshon, buy them some more time to negotiate a longer-term deal and work over the coming months to get something that limits their risk as much as possible while still taking into account that this is one of those sort of premier playmakers in this league that you need to have on your roster to make a run at being a legitimate team. And so it's one of the first major decisions for Ryan Pace. He enters year two as GM, and it's one that they're going to have to handle with planning and care. And like I say, I think that they will use the franchise tag, but only as a way to sort of afford them more time to get a longer-term deal done.
So with tomorrow being the first opportunity to actually do it, what is considered proper protocol? Like, what would be...
Is there a message sent by waiting?
Right,
is there urgency?
That's the other... Right, and what would be fair to... What is considered fair to the player? Do they want to know sooner? Is it the kind of thing where, you know, don't hold this over our head if you're Eugene Parker? You say, look, let's just be upfront about it. If you're going to use it, use it, and then we can operate with the tag having been applied.
Yeah, it's really case by case, and different agents have different preferences, and different organizations have different ways of dealing with things, given that this is, we have a limited history with Ryan Pace as a GM. We're not fully certain that kind of how he'll use this and the timing of it all. It really is just a procedural thing, and so, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, Ryan Pace and Eugene Parker have had discussions. They know which direction this thing is likely going to be headed, so it's not like there's a shock to the player or the agent when this gets put into place. You know, obviously the lines of communication have to be open, and if you're going to use this, you have to sort of be upfront about why you're using it and what you're going to do once you use it. And those are the things that happen behind closed doors, and we'll see when this is actually announced. But like I said, I'd be surprised if it wasn't used in order to give them some more time.
But that would go back to the it would be 1 year salary of the average of the top five at that position, in this case wide receiver. And this would be going back to last year, so it would count Calvin Johnson even though he retired. Right? It would include those salaries. So you're looking at 14 to 14, whatever it's 14, 14.2, 14.5. That's about it, which is the range I would think they'd feel comfortable paying. Do you know what they'd feel comfortable paying?
No, not at this point. And it's obviously a big number, but keep in mind as well that the salary cap, once again, is going to balloon. We don't have an official number yet, but there's reports out there that this thing is going to be north of $150 million, close towards almost $155 million. There's going to be salary cap room for NFL teams all over the league to spend as they see fit. And the Bears are in a situation where you know, they're going to have some room, and they're going to have a chance to make decisions based on their priorities and decisions that won't be constrained by being you know, in a financial pickle. And so we'll see where they go with this, and they've obviously been spending a lot of time during the offseason figuring out what their priorities are, trying to figure out plans A, B, and C, and this is sort of the start of it all.
Do you know of any reasonable comps for a 26-year-old player in line to make top of the league positional money who still has question marks regarding so many of these mysterious soft tissue injuries? I'm just wondering what kind of leverage the Bears would have to say, yeah, of course he deserves a ton of money, but we've got to find a way to protect ourselves from the probability of him missing a significant number of games based on his personal history.
Yeah, in my opinion, the Bears should have a ton of leverage. Alshon Jeffrey, in his contract year, did nothing to erase all those question marks that we were talking about last July and questions that we said he had to answer in a contract year. And obviously we saw when he was healthy what he's capable of, which we've seen before. But now the question is how often you get the healthy Alshon Jeffrey on the field. And that question became huge during the 2015 season. And the Bears, as they make their plans, have to figure out exactly what they think they can do to sort of get this guy in a states where he can be healthier more often. It's as simple as that. And, you know, there was some things last week that Alshon is out in L.A. at Jay Glazer's facility, and Jay Glazer's a close friend of John Fox's. You don't figure that that's just a pure coincidence, that there was probably, some communication and some discussion had there between all parties and saying, hey, what can you do to help us minimize these injuries and these setbacks? Because they were obviously a drag on the team, a drag on the offense, a drag on everything that team was trying to accomplish last year. And you have to figure out a way to eliminate that or at least reduce it as much as possible for him to be worth the kind of money that you're probably going to have to pay him to keep him.
Discounting public statements because what he says to you and everybody else is just ridiculous. It's all globalized. But what is John Fox's true appetite for players who suffer these kind of injuries? Is a guy who's got a reputation, looks to be someone who stresses toughness.
And, oh, no question.
And yeah, this is something that runs counter to that, or doing everything you can to make sure that you can tough it out. What is his appetite for these kinds of players?
Yeah, well, this one falls in the gray area, Steve, because it's not something that he enjoys. He likes guys that are physically tough, mentally tough, guys that can fight through some pain, guys who can gut it out and give you more than you think they have. At the same time, you're at a position where it's hard to find a difference-making talent like Alshon Jeffrey, and he's on a depth chart that doesn't include any proven commodities behind him. So you don't have the luxury of saying, okay, we'll let him go test free agency and we'll make do with what else might be out there, because you can't guarantee yourself that you're going to have a number one caliber receiver on the roster if you do that. And so it puts them in a little bit of a catch-22 in that gray area where they understand that you can't let very good, talented football players that are under your control get away without very good reason, and in order to do that, to keep those guys, you have to make concessions and try to figure out ways to sort of work on their weaknesses and get them to a state where they can help you more often.
And the funny thing is that brings us the other direction, pendularly, in the leverage arrangement here, because the Bears, you know, we can say, oh, yeah, he didn't perform all that well. I'm not sure it matters. I guess if I'm looking at this as Eugene Parker, you need my client badly. And that means that you can, I'm not going to agree to any of these carve outs or any of these de-escalators or anything that says, well, look, he could forfeit this. I don't think I have to. I think ultimately,
good luck with Deontay Thompson. That's what Eugene Parker is saying.
I think
you and Mark Mariani, you have a wonderful life.
Right. I think he's holding more cards than it might appear here, regardless of Jeffrey's production last year.
You're right, and it's why this becomes a fascinating negotiation, and it's why that the Bears, you know, having the luxury of using the franchise tag, that keeps you in control for at least one more year. So at that point, now all of a sudden you're saying, hey, look, this is what you're getting. This is, if we don't come to a deal, this is your 1 year, 2016. This is the price you'll play for us, and we can continue to try and work on this as we go forward. But so in that regard, the Bears have the control of the situation in the end. At the same time, you're right. There's a lot of back and forth that comes with this, because Eugene Parker and Jeffrey's camp can say, look, what are you going to do without him? What exactly are you going to do without him? And so there is a cat and mouse game here, a staring contest, a thing that goes on for both sides to try to get to a middle ground. And it's going to be interesting to see just how long that plays out. One interesting sort of footnote on all this is Alshon is sort of the atypical NFL standout receiver, and that he's not a narcissistic prima donna type, and you don't get the sense that he measures his true, you know, contentment and excitement in the league based on the size of his paycheck. And so that's an ego factor and a personality factor that falls into the mix here as well. Obviously Eugene Parker is going to minimize that as much as possible, but it is something that is worth discussing when you talk about how complex the situation can be.
Given where Ryan Pace came from and how they did business in New Orleans, and John Fox has been at a couple different places, what's the, and this is the first example we've seen where we might see them into a game of chicken. Sometimes it happens with teams. And I don't know if there's a history of Ryan Pace doing this, playing this, because this is not just any negotiation.
No, this is his first poker game. That's what this is.
They plan to, and I think they should make the playoffs next year. I think it's very hard not to. And as you said, Dan, what are they going to do without him? Hey, you really should have receivers if you're going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, they've got. If you're going to play chicken, you have to stare into that particular abyss.
And I don't know what their relative and respective training is for that kind of game. Most notably, Ryan Pace. Do you have any idea, Dan?
Well, this is the first time that he's been in this situation, really. I mean, this is a first-time GM, a guy who was not at the controls of the financial parts of the decision in New Orleans. And so it's part of the track record that we're waiting to see unfold, and that, you know, 2-3 years from now we can examine a little bit more with ideas of trends and things that have happened. But there are a lot of unknowns with Ryan Pace as a young GM, and this is one of them, because there's not a lot of precedent to tell us just how courageous he is in those games of chicken.
Well, if he comes back to the Bears, Alshon Jeffrey will have a new positional coach in that particular room. It's Curtis Johnson, who is a very accomplished football coach. Over 3 decades, he was recently head coach at Tulane. He had been the wide receivers coach of the New Orleans Saints, and 22 seasons as a wide receivers coach in college. So clearly somebody who's experienced coming in as the changes continue on the Bears staff.
Yeah, and you have to hope for that receivers room that the chemistry develops quickly. You know, they lost a very, very good wide receivers coach in Mike Groh, a guy who really had a knack for not only teaching the position, but for really bonding with the guys and being able to tap into the guys and get them to understand each week's game plan and where they fit and those types of things. A very intelligent coach that went out the door. Now, this is a big move because Kevin White is entering year two, and you need to find somebody to work with him on a daily basis to groom him, to develop him, to polish him and get his skills in the right place, because that's a guy, as much as we talk about Alshon Jeffrey, that's going to be a huge, huge piece of this puzzle in 2016 if the Bears are going to get to where they think they're going to get to in their next leap under this regime. It's going to take a big year from Kevin White, and so the guy you have working with him on a daily basis is important, and the chemistry that guy has with that room is important, and so we'll see kind of how that plays out as we get into the offseason program.
Dan, am I crazy, or do the Bears still need another wide receiver? I mean, in modern football right now, because Eddie Royal was a nothing. And Marquise Wilson is.
Yeah, but if you can keep him in the slot, then you've at least put him in a position to succeed, as opposed to guarantee him failing in some place he can't play.
And we don't know what the decision's going to be on whether or not they want to bring Martellus Bennett back for the remaining year in his deal, because that's not really a John Fox type player either, and there's a need there. So I still think, even if everybody's back, Kevin White isn't a sure thing. Far from it. The guy's never run an NFL route tree before. So somewhere I think there's got to be another name in here.
Well, there's got to be another name. Now the question is how far up the totem pole do you go for that name? Are you looking at an early round receiver? Are you looking at a mid-round draft guy? Are you looking at a bargain bin guy that you can pluck off of free agency in a few weeks and fill a hole that way? Those are the decisions that need to be made. I think there's one point that needs to be made over and over again until we get to May, and that it's this roster and this depth chart has holes everywhere, pretty much at every single position. And this is a massive task for this regime to tackle this offseason and bolster so many of those holes in the smartest way possible and the most, you know, sort of practical way possible. They've got a lot of work ahead of them and a lot of decisions to make, and it's going to be kind of fascinating to see just what they do with this opportunity.
I have wondered what happened to Jarvis Jenkins, and I know eventually he got hurt and that was that, and he wasn't much use to anybody. But it seemed as though he could make some plays, and suddenly this line was looking like it had fewer holes than you just described, but then it ended up with more holes than you just described. He's really important because that's where it's got to start with this team, and I don't know what to make of him. Can you help me out here?
What do you want to know specifically?
Can he play a full season, and can he make a difference?
I do think he can, and I think that this is a guy who sort of, you know, he came here on one of those one-year prove-it deals a year ago, and as you mentioned, had those flashes that made you say, okay, wow, this guy was a good find, a former high pick that sort of got a change of scenery and found a system that fit him and showed some flashes. And I know toward the end of the year, he was really, really vocal about wanting to stay here, about wanting to stay in Vic Fangio's defense, about feeling very comfortable with the way Vic Fangio teaches defense and gives those front guys freedom to sort of play with instincts and not necessarily be confined by rules all the time. And so he has to show more consistency, excuse me, and he has to show that, you know, that he's good enough for this team to want to bring him back. You know, all this comes down to negotiations and leverage and contract negotiations and all these things that will happen over the next month. I would think the Bears could get him back at a pretty favorable price, particularly given his want to stay here. And at that point, you plug him in, and then obviously you try to upgrade the depth because they need a lot of depth on that defensive line as well. I mean, this defense right now needs playmakers at all three levels, and they are going to have to find them under every possible stone you can turn over because they've got a long way to go to be a playoff contending team with the defense they currently have.
Dan, before we let you go, I want to go back to the Matt Forte decision in the context of something that Steve said during this interview that I agree with, and I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, that I think it is a fair expectation in year two of the John Fox regime that the Bears are a playoff team. And it might seem like they still have too much work to do. I say you only make up years of bad drafting with years of good drafting, but that doesn't mean you can't make the playoffs with some of the guys that you've got here. If the Matt Forte call, if part of the calculus was, you know, he's just not going to matter as much. He's going to be done by the time we get good. Do you think the Bears think they should be a playoff team next year?
Well, there's two different questions here at play, Dan. I think if your goal is to be a playoff team, if your ultimate goal is to be a playoff team in 2016 and that's the only thing you're focused on, then keeping Matt Forte around may have made sense. If your ultimate goal is to build a roster and a team that can contend annually for championships, you start to look long view, you start to look big picture, and you say, hey, look, we're a ways off from being a Super Bowl contender. I don't think there's anybody in a realistic state of mind that would disagree with that statement. If you watch those two teams that played for the Super Bowl and compared their talent and their playmaking ability to what the Bears have, it's a world of difference. And so when you have a guy like Forte, who's obviously on the back end of his career, he's over 30 now, and you have to project how much he has left. And then you have a guy like Jeremy Langford, who showed enough last year to lead you to believe that he can be a reliable and productive starter for a long time. You flip the page and you say, let's go. Let's roll the dice on this and use our resources to fill so many other holes that we have. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but I do think that they should be aligned to, you know, if luck breaks, if health breaks in their favor, they should be aligned to contend for a playoff spot. Your ultimate goal is to be a playoff team every year and to pursue championships. And in that context, I'm not sure that keeping Matt Forte around gets you any closer to that for the long haul.
That's a good distinction. I get that. I just don't know that the way Langford runs, the way Kadeem Carey runs, Jeremy Langford runs like Pernell McPhee rushes the passer.
Well, and when you're running back, Carey also exposes right. himself to hits in the hole too.
And that's also that it would seem to breed become a short shelf life. It would seem to, and they go through all those kinds of running backs, and maybe that's the plan. We don't care who the running back is this year. It'll be different in 2 years because that's the way this works. And that's kind of been his history. So the other part is more important, and that leads us to the offensive line. Of all the defensive holes they have and the playmakers they need, and it seems like the offensive line is crying out just as much as the defensive line. Or do you have more hope there, Dan?
No, I mean, you're right. It's you got to win up front, and I think they had too many injuries and too much instability up front to ever really, you know, become anything in a productive way last year. And you have to find another starting caliber guard somewhere. You have to try to determine how much you can get out of Hronis Grassu as he goes into year two and what his sort of realistic, ceiling is and where his weaknesses are and what can be worked on in one off season. They need a lot more strength and a lot more consistency up front. And you still don't know where Kyle Long's going to be playing, whether it's on the right side or the left side. And that's something that'll probably unfold a little bit during the OTAs as they dabble with some things and try to figure out his long-term future. And you look at it, that, again, that's why when we start talking about playoffs in 2016 and you start sort of comparing them across the league, start comparing them across the division, you say, it ain't going to be easy. Sure, can they expect that? Sure, but it ain't going to be easy to get there because they're playing from behind in a lot of key areas of football, and that's talent, that's cohesion, that's playmaking, it's all those things, and they've got to find it across the roster.
Dan, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime.
That is Dan Wederer of the Chicago Tribune, part of their army of Bears soldiers
yes.
that they send out
in, yes, they
in,
do.
Into the fray.
Where everywhere you want to be.
That's Steve Rosenblum in for Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bottom of the hour, we have the second half. Some things to get to. We also, between now and 6, we have 3 more giveaways of seats in the One Step Program's Charity Poker Championship for Thursday night. So you got to be listening if you want to win. And I also remind you, if you want to make sure that you have your seat, the best thing you can do is buy one. And that really helps the kids, too, because that way all of that money can go directly to making sure the kids with cancer and leukemia are happy and experiencing the joys of childhood to which they're entitled. You can go to onestepcamp.org for all that information, but very soon we're going to give away another seat. We are doing it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, leading up to Thursday's event here on The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Bores and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is CBS Sports Minute. If there's one word to describe the college basketball season thus far, it's turbulent. Once again, a plethora of highly ranked teams stumbled, further illuminating just how wild the NCAA tournament will once again be. And once again, no conference is safe. Blue blood to the sport no longer immune to unpredictable occurrences. In the span of 12 hours on Saturday, 9 top 25 teams were saddled with a defeat, highlighted by number 2 Maryland getting waxed by double digits at home to Wisconsin. Also, dealt a rough hand were the Sooners, Cavs, Oregon, Texas A&M, Purdue, Baylor, and Wichita State. Bottom line, whatever you think you know about this college basketball season, toss it in the trash, because so far, very little makes sense. And oh yeah, by the way, get ready to fill out more than one bracket this March. You'll need it. Buckle up. I'm BT.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe Sport, and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free lift gate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his 2-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear Is this student defying the odds to succeed? Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
It's refund season, America. And this year, Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day. But it's only here for a limited time. So what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money. And maybe $1,000, too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Monday, March 6th, North Avenue Beach, 10 a.m. to 2. Be a part of the 16th annual Chicago Polar Plunge. Go knee-high, go waist-high, or take the full plunge and support the athletes of Special Olympics Chicago. Come on, it'll be invigorating. Grab a group of friends and join the other plungers for this amazing charity. For more information or to donate to Team 670, visit 670thescore.com/events. Be there and take the plunge.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Monday Night Hockey at the United Center tonight. The Maple Leafs in town to visit the Blackhawks at 7:30. Toronto dead last in the NHL with 47 points. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks with 77 points are tied with Dallas for first place in the Western Conference. Richard Panik in the starting lineup on the top line for Marian Hossa tonight, who will be out about 2 weeks. Scott Darling will start in goal. Bulls back at practice tomorrow evening ahead of Thursday's trip to Cleveland. They went into the All-Star break having lost 13 of 18 games, and they sit 7th in the Western Conference. Tomorrow's 5 p.m. practice is actually the earliest possible times teams can reconvene after All-Star weekend. The Bears made a few moves on their coaching staff today. Curtis Johnson, who was the head coach at Tulane from 2012 to 2015, is the wide receivers coach. Ben McDaniels has been named an offensive assistant, and Pierre Goh was promoted to assistant strength and conditioning coach. Villanova still number one in the AP Top 25. Kansas number two, and Oklahoma is third. Other notable teams in the Top 25, Michigan State stays at number eight. Purdue is at 17, Notre Dame 19, and Indiana up to 22. USA Today's baseball preview was out today. Unsurprisingly, they picked the Cubs to win 101 games and the National League Central. Surprisingly, they picked the White Sox to win the American League Central with 91 wins. Hockey Nights are back. Join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Andrew Desjardins at Mariano's New City in Lincoln Park next Tuesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the 2016 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
I'm ready for the second half.
And
now, it's time to begin the second half.
When I looked at everything we talked about in the first half of the show, I was kind of amazed that we talked so much of this already from transition and beyond. Not only do we have the conversation about the Bears with Dan Wiederer, but we talked a little bit about the golf tournament and what a nice story it was, what a great day it was. As always, to watch that tournament, just the visuals of that tournament on a good TV with good sound and everything that CBS does so well, that was just great. I actually enjoyed the NBA All-Star Game. I found a headspace for it and just sort of let it happen in front of me, and it was fine.
I enjoyed vinyl instead of that.
I probably should have, too. And discussed the Cubs, where their win number has been set by a casino in Vegas. The Jackie Robinson West parents with one of the silliest lawsuits ever filed. Michael Jordan allegedly telling Klay Thompson it would be okay if they broke the Bulls' record of 72 wins. I'm not buying it. There is no way, God's green earth, that is okay with him. Nothing like that is ever okay with him.
This was if you remember Tim Flannery, he was a player for the Padres who went to the World Series in 84. He was a coach for them. He and Bruce Bochy were very tight. So he coached them in 98 when they went to the World Series. They lost both of those. The Padres did. Flannery was let go. He left baseball, plays guitar, you know, like a ringing a bell. But and then he came back when Bochy went to the Giants and needed a third base coach, and they won three World Series. And the people in San Diego keep trolling him. He unleashed something on Twitter last week.
Okay,
enough, San Diego. Here's the deal. Okay, one time only. You Padre fans who drift on my side, challenge me to manage, rag on me for betrayal. Here's the deal. One time only. We got run out of your town, me and Bosch, after he won. We have lived with your traitors, quotes, both words misspelled. Come back and win for us. We won in San Francisco for many reasons. If you don't win in San Francisco, you get run out of town. Everyone, the GM, coaches, players, owners, they get the players they pay to keep them. You Padre folks lose after pounding your chest about winning the offseason and give all your young studs away. You should. You can't pay them in arbitration years anyways. Then you get draft picks. And your starting lineup will be lots of Rule 5 guys, players no one protected. But sell the sizzle of the offseason. We got draft picks. Your draft picks will be gone before 2% ever make it.
Wow.
Remember, they haven't even signed yet. Then you have the ignorance to tweet me, shame me, while your team won only when we were there. But that makes you experts? But you're not the history of that team. We are. Though they lose, you support them, enable them, demand nothing from your ownership, and feel great calling them your hometown team. You get what you demand. Leave me alone. People create history where they are, who they become in that moment. I'm a Giant for life. You all allowed the organization to do whatever they wanted. So did Giants fans. But don't diss me with your Padre loyalty. There were two World Series you ever went to. I was on those teams. It's time now to grow up, get over it, quit demanding from me, and quit being fooled by some of the smoke and mirrors. Quit being ignorant. You can't even write now your starting lineup. No one knows. Isn't that weird to you? Don't you think maybe I'm not the problem? And you all should hold your home team accountable? I'm done playing with gloves on. Leave me alone. I'm part of baseball history, even in your town.
You do something
for once, but I'm not feeling guilty for winning 3 in 5 years. I know what the demands took for me as a man, a husband, a dad, a coach, Coach Flan. Don't be a hater. Get your head out of your arse. Educate. Demand to win.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Mic drop. That's what we were saying. That's like Jordan's Hall of Fame speech.
It is. One time only, San Diego.
That's great. So DeMarcus Cousins was just hilarious over the weekend. This is as reported by the Sacramento Bee. And he was asked whether or not he enjoys himself on the court. Said, even though you'd be hard-pressed to find an NBA player grinning while running the floor, Cousins draws a lot of attention for his menacing expression. Cousins says it's not his fault his look unsettles others, explaining it as only he could. He said, I'm an ugly dude. I really can't help how my face looks. You're just going to have to take it. Some people like it. Some people don't. It's just my face. Cousins would tell you he's not intimidating. But because he's 6'11" and 270 pounds, some easily might see him that way. And Cousins said, if I was shorter, I don't think I'd be intimidating. They'd be like, that's a little ugly person. Because I'm big, I'm intimidating. That's DeMarcus Cousins saying he's not scary, he's just big and ugly.
So there was much question after Marian Hossa absorbed a hip check from Hampus Lindholm of the Ducks the other night. And with sliding, and that was really a hip check. That was hip on hip, and that was old time. That was Leo Boivin. That was old time
hockey. Leo Boivin!
So he goes in there, and it looked like he wrenched an ankle. Uh-huh. And they weren't telling you how long, and they were telling you not too serious. He will miss some time. You're trying to decode Joel Quenneville. And now it appears to be, it's at least a week, because he was placed on IR, probably 2 weeks. And I found myself not wanting him to be hurt, but wanting it to be 2 months. The way it was with Patrick Kane.
So you could circumvent the cap.
So you can take advantage of the collective bargaining agreement.
Well, that's what I didn't find. It's
you're
semantics.
Just, yes.
Because you can legally circumvent the cap.
What they did last year when Patrick Kane was out was use his money. Long-term IR frees up money. Okay. You can spend it this year. Last year, this year, they're up against the cap. If they had Hossa's money to spend the way he had Kane's money to spend, remember, Kane's money brought you
Desjardins,
Antoine Vermette. That was the biggest of the deals at the end, and that's where the money was going to go. And they made a lot of moves at the end. That was significant. This one, they need moves. They need a left wing on the top line. It's no surprise Richard Panik is playing that position tonight because the Maple Leafs traded him. They're
so
playing the Leafs tonight.
It's a 2 month injury instead of a 2 week injury.
Just to get you to the playoffs.
You might be closer to winning the Stanley Cup if he's out 2 months.
You were last year. You took advantage of it last year. Because I look at what Stan Bowman can do, and with no money, with little money, and I saw what he could do with a chunk, and he spent it expertly last year when Patrick Kane was placed there. But you would, every team in the league would scream if Marian Hossa suddenly went on long-term IR because it was the ankle.
Just
what I believe is an ankle injury.
Just claim he was examined originally by the Bulls doctors.
That's right. Yeah, they took his appendix out of his ankle.
Who does this remind you of? As we read more post-mortem about Chip Kelly's departure from the Eagles, Philly.com did kind of a deep dive into what happened. People are starting to talk now. You know how it goes.
Right.
Sometimes a guy leaves and takes
out.
And eventually people get more comfortable the further they get from it being a little bit more honest about everything that's going on. So they talked to some other executives in the organization who said that he just didn't quite get it. And this is from the article. And does this remind you of anyone? Kelly saw the players and the staff not only as his responsibility, but as his fiefdom. His weapon, wielded imperiously. Everything else in the organization existed to serve him and his. His sole responsibility to the franchise, win games. He did not schmooze sponsors. He did not embrace fans. He made no effort to make the rest of the workforce feel like part of the process. Rather, he made them feel like peons. There to serve at his whim.
Can I ring in early if I know the answer? Just
put your wave your
or do
hand.
I have to wait for Pat?
And to be ignored when he had no use for them. Famously, he even forced Lurie, the owner, to change the date of the Christmas party. And when they asked about relationships,
that was a flashpoint.
He said, we never really had a relationship. And they talked to the team president, who says in all sports, I think there's a misnomer that there's a football side and a business side. In sports, it's all one. We all need to be working together because what might happen on the business side might affect what you can have on the football side. On the flip side, certainly when you win, a winning record helps the other side. It's a big commensurate circle. And there's all kinds of issues. They detail in fine fashion here, but you were going to buzz in early. This reminds you of whom?
Tom Thibodeau.
Indeed. And I really think Teddy Greenstein wrote a very interesting piece talking about some of the false equivalencies that we have with Tom Thibodeau and Fred Hoiberg. Yeah, Fred Hoiberg's in over his head and the Bulls thing is a mess. But that doesn't mean that they shouldn't have fired Tom Thibodeau.
No, they have different issues. It's not a zero sum.
And I don't know why he was motivated to write it. But I'm glad somebody had to. I know he's been the backup to Casey for Bulls for a while now. But
actually, Chris Cook does that. Chris Cook double teams both sports.
But we've been saying it, too, and it's just Thibodeau was going to go. And Hoiberg may not be the right guy. It may be a colossal mistake. But it doesn't mean it doesn't mean they shouldn't have gotten rid of Tom Thibodeau because there were just other ways to keep yourself from winning a championship.
No, we look at a lot of the coaches and see bad decisions made by a lot of NBA teams. That's what this looks like right now. I'll make this one quick.
Thank you.
If you've been anywhere near Twitter, you've seen Kanye West or heard Kanye West. He's been a crazy man for the last 4 or 5 days. Tweeting, God's in the building, God's in the building. And it's been all over the place, whether it was with Khalifa or he and Taylor Swift a lot of it for me is incomprehensible.
Me too.
And one thing he tweeted was, I'm a fix Wolves. To which the Chicago Wolves replied, nah, we're good.
What was he talking about?
I don't know.
Is he gonna,
but it doesn't matter. The Chicago
is he going
Wolves,
to be spaying and neutering wolves?
The Chicago Wolves tweeted back to Kanye West, nah, we're good. I love that. That's a pro.
That's second half. We do it most days around 3:30, and then we ask what you think. 312-644-6767. I think we've only taken one call. We've talked about a ton of stuff. So you're not lacking for topics across the world of sports. I mean, just including these here. There's like 10 different threads that we put out there today. And when we come back, we have another seat that could be won if you are 21 or older, and you can be a part of our festivities on Thursday at Montgomery Club. We're going to give you your chance to be a part of our Midwest Poker Championship that benefits the One Step Programs and Children's Oncology Services. That is coming up next, so don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe, Sport and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free lift gate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Five-o.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
You will not be disappointed.
All right, take a minute and think about your home internet service. How important is fast, reliable internet to you and your family? Like, how much do you rely and depend upon quality internet service? Hey there, internet friends. It's Matt Abaticola. Now, I couldn't be happier with my Xfinity internet at home. It's always fast, always reliable. I can download entire movies for the kids or entire albums for myself in just seconds. At my house, we do a lot of online shopping. I'm always on social media or email from work. And Xfinity always provides the service I need, regardless of the number of devices being used. Xfinity has the internet plan to fit your family's needs, whether you occasionally surf the web or spend hours streaming your favorite shows and movies. So here's what you do. Call 1-800-XFINITY right now and switch to an X1 double play for only $89.99 a month and lock in your rate for two full year, so you'll never be surprised when your bill shows up again. Now, this incredible offer ends 3/27/16. Certain restrictions do apply. New Starter XF Double Play customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV and regional sports fees extra and subject to change. But you know what? You'll never be happier with your internet service if you have Xfinity. I've had it for years in my house. No issues, no complaints. It just keeps getting faster and better with Xfinity. You should have it too. Call them today, 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So apparently, according to music experts, there's a song on the album called Wolves, and I guess Kanye didn't think it was engineered correctly or mastered properly on the album, and that's why he says that he's going to fix it.
I don't care.
Okay. I thought it was a great response.
We didn't know, and we got some information.
Great tweet from the Chicago Wolves. I'm a fixed Wolves. No, we're good. He's been crazy. Kanye's been crazy. I'm $53 million in debt.
I believe Michael Jordan actually wants somebody to break one of his records.
Right. There you go. There you go. Win the Grammys tonight.
If you are 21 or older and you play poker and you can take advantage of this and you're not just calling in to say you won and then you're going to blow it off, don't be a jerk in that regard. When you're talking about a kids' pediatric cancer charity event. If you win this, I expect you to be there. Damn it, we're taking names, so we will know. If you are caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, not the regular line, the contest line, you will win a seat in the One Step Program's charity poker event, Montgomery Club in Chicago. The tournament's at 6 p.m. with check-in, bar, buffet opening at 5, sponsored by Children's Oncology Services. We are so looking forward to this event. And indeed, we now are down. We have already worked in the numbers that we have for giveaways that we set aside beforehand. So based on the latest information I've got, that between now and the start of the tournament on Thursday, we have just 4 tables of open spots remaining. So if you want to grab one of those seats, if you want to get your shot at winning the main event, our grand prize, which is a $10,000 value seat at the World Series of Poker main event, go to onestepcamp.org. I urge you to get on this. We often have a day of rush for some of those final seats. Onestepcamp.org, and you can hang out. You might be part of the final table, in which case you get your share of the thousands of dollars in prizes. And it's a fun, competitive evening, but really it's a great time for a great cause. So again, onestepcamp.org. We have two more seats to give away today, and we will have more on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. We also wanted your response to all the stuff that we have been talking about. I am intrigued of why the NHL still does what it does after seeing what the Hawks were able to do. Was anybody in the league crying foul, saying, well, wait a sec, why once Kane comes back are you still able to keep these players that you went over the cap to sign?
Because that cap is just for the regular season.
Okay.
So it came back in the playoffs. And the thinking is that you could cost yourself a playoff spot, and depending where you were, I mean, they hung on and they finished third. They played, so the Predators fell. So you played the 2-3 game, and then you moved along, and they won from different spots. The Stanley Cup has been won from different spots. Mm-hmm. The eighth team, the Kings, won from the eighth spot, but strong teams with smart management can make that happen. Now, any other team probably would say, we want to look at that injury. But nobody thought in any way Patrick Kane was faking the separated shoulder.
No, I'm not saying that.
The Hossa thing, though, that I talked about would be, yeah, you know what? If he's out 2 months and they're suddenly put him on long-term IR, everybody's going to want to see the X-rays. Nobody's going to believe it.
Well, he's had,
and that would,
he's certainly had bad shoulders, and he's had
this is not right. Ankle's not. That's the what shoulder. I mean. He's ankle bone not connected to the shoulder bone. Just
were it upper body, mm-hmm. and his history of shoulder problems, you probably have an easier time convincing people of that. But it's not like he's got a history of ankle problems. The other thing is he's not scoring this year. I mean,
he's not.
We're seeing age start to catch up, even though he still is a valuable player.
He does a lot of things all over the ice, and that's not to be minimized. Whether it's killing penalties, the second power play unit, he gets a lot of ice time. There's a lot of respect in that locker room. He's somebody whose example they do follow. He's he becomes more valuable in the playoffs because he's that smart, and he plays a 200-foot game.
We congratulate our two recent winners of our poker seats here. John Schneider of Joliet, Ryan Hoover of LaGrange were winners 2 and 3. We will find winners 4 and 5 of today's between now and 6 o'clock. And the rest of you should buy your seats at onestepcamp.org, and then you can come join us and have a great time. And you just might end up winning a bunch. Even if you don't win, it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. We drink, we carouse, we eat a lot of food, and we make fun of people when they get knocked out.
And Dan Bernstein wears his bar mitzvah boy suit.
And perhaps one of your prizes for celebrity bounty could be yours too, because you knock one of those people out. You have Ben Bradley and Marley Caden, and we've got Richard Roper is going to be playing. There's some pretty experienced.
Rope's good. Rope's
I know.
Good hockey, good
hockey player. Good hockey player.
Because I'm looking at this. You bring up Hossa, and I think of Jaromir Jagr. It's his birthday today. He's 44.
God.
And talk about producing.
Yep.
44, and he's got 17 goals, and his team's in first place in the Atlantic Division.
He's 2 years younger than I am.
Yep. And he's better off.
Oh, I would hope so.
And he's better off. And he's got 3 game-winning goals this year.
Before I even started working here, I saw him play at the Igloo. That works, right? He started in 1990.
Before you started working here, he was in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Blackhawks. And giving them a load of headaches.
Yeah, there used to be a Continental Basketball Association team in Pittsburgh called the Pittsburgh Piranhas. And our first game out there, the PR director of the Pittsburgh team said, hey, I got tickets, so you want to come to... It was great. It was Ron Francis.
Ronnie Francis. Yeah, that team was coached by Scotty Bowman, probably.
And Jagr. And it was...
Jagr, Lemieux.
Do they still play in that building?
I think they... They got a new the Mellon Center.
Okay, because this was a barn.
And it was. You know, I met Beano Cook in that building.
Of course you did.
And he was doing his act.
But it was great. I mean, that was a real hockey place. It was
very old.
They were into it. And the first ever NHL game I ever saw in my life was at the Odd in Buffalo. That was another one.
That was a short rink. That was not a standard. Uh-huh. Standard.
Yep. And my grandparents had season tickets, and my grandmother would bring her knitting. And she would.
It sounds like Slapshot.
She would bring her knitting
there in the eye.
And she would Memorial sit Auditorium. They're in the Memorial Auditorium, and they would watch Martin and Perrault and Danny Gare and King Kong Koreb and Tom Barrasso. And she would sit and she would knit scarves.
Greatest hockey quote ever from Gilbert Perrault. Asked what hockey was, and he said, "Hockey is forecheck, backcheck, paycheck."
Nice. That's that's even better than the apocryphal quote that Rosner uses of shoot puck, ass net, sometimes puck go in net.
Forecheck, backcheck, paycheck. Gilbert Perrault.
You've got the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Handley.
Jed Hoyer joins us.
What was your reaction seeing Chris Bryant swimming with sharks in Hawaii?
Funny, I'm glad I didn't know about it beforehand. That would have made me more nervous. It was okay seeing the footage and knowing that all's well that ends well.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Handley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.